You say that District 7 could use some major improvements in political agendas. What do you mean by that?
Oh, I think what we need is leadership by example. We need people who to be involved in the community, come home on the weekends from D.C., show that to people and the organizations that you care and that you're involved.
Do you think that's not being done right now?
No. To be honest, there's a program pertaining to veterans.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mayor's annual veterans picnic at Garfield Park. And I am the senior vice commander of the VFW post of 1120. And I've been attending that picnic since the beginning when Mayor Ballard started it.
Mm.
And after all these years, you have Hogsett there, you have Donnelly there, you never have Carson there until this year.
Mm.
It's his first visit to the picnic for the veterans. So the question is, where was he the years prior to this?
Mm. One of your hashtags as part of your campaign is Restore Representation.
Yes.
What can you talk about what that means?
Well, everybody needs to be representative, and one thing we want to do is make sure we restore it to the proper way, representing all the people, not just small segments of the people.
Mm.
It doesn't matter what group it is. Once I'm the congressman, I will represent everybody for the district, not just any one particular group.
So that kind of leads me to my next question. Part of your campaign is a call to cut the partisanship in Washington. And you specifically refer to how our combat military feels about that. And you yourself are a former Marine. Why is the partisan tone of Washington something you wanted to focus on?
Well, one thing, I just left the Columbia Club at a luncheon for the Kiwanis Club. And I was talking to the lady, and one of it is, as a retired gunnery sergeant, nicknamed Gunny, is to be a senior advisor to the senior officers. And I would take that to Washington, D.C. to be a senior advisor to the senators and to the president. And one issue that we were just talking about was the situation between the president and McCain. My recommendation, my advice to the president would have been, you know what, get on Air Force One, fly out to Arizona, pick up John McCain and his family, fly his body back and the family back on Air Force One. Don't even get out of Air Force One. Just stay in the conference room and fly the senator back to Washington, D.C. for his funeral. And you don't have to do anything, say anything. Just do it because he was one of your senators and one of the nation's senators. And just do that, and that would have been my advice to the president.
So District 7 is an urban district, kind of a Democratic stronghold, bit of a legacy candidate in your challenger, Andre Carson. What do you want to tell voters who might be on the fence?
Well, if you say it's an urban area, inner city area, well, one, I was born and raised here in Indianapolis. Grew up in Brookside and Brightwood area. And then during high school, all 4 years at Howell High School over in the Christian Park area. I'm from the city. I know everything about this city. And, yeah, it is a long legacy. I was nominated to the Naval Academy, but graduated from Indiana University. But I was nominated to the Naval Academy by Andrew Jacobs, Jr., and he was a Democrat. So I do understand the history and the legacy of the Democrat Party here in Indianapolis.
So as a Republican, is that sort of an in-name-only sort of a thing for you? You being sort of anti-partisan, you're the challenger, and so he's the Democrat, so you have to be the Republican. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Well, I mean, to be a Republican, what is it to be a Republican? You want capitalism. You want your freedom of choice. You want your personal freedom. I think everybody liked that. I think both Democrat and Republicans both like money, both like freedom, both like safety. I do look at the Constitution, and I think it seems like the Republican tends to lean toward the Constitution more than the Democrats. There are a couple issues and platforms that separates the Democrats and Republican. And one of the main thing I'm concerned about is a reinstatement of the Marijuana Act of 1937. And what that would do is help out with criminal justice reform, reduce maybe jail and prison population.
You're talking about taking it from Category 1?
Yeah.
Is that what you're
saying?
Schedule
1, take it off
Schedule 1.
And decriminalize it. And that way you reduce the prison population, jail population. Plus, after over 10 years in the criminal justice system as a parole officer, I have never had anyone OD on marijuana itself. I've had people go to the hospital because they mixed marijuana with methamphetamines, heroin, or plain methamphetamine itself and have died from it. But no one's ever died from marijuana on my caseload.
Anything else that you'd like to leave us with?
Well, with the marijuana, it would also help with the opioid addiction and help the veterans. I have, since I won the primary, I've had my junior Marines throughout the United States, you know, gave me congratulations that I won and let me know that, hey, Gunny, you know I smoke weed. And I'm like, well, as long as you're smoking weed, I'm not going to your funeral. And that's the important part.
Mr. Harmon, I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Tango Yankee.